A good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Good Erev Shabbos. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Welcome to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. There is no Friday. There is only Erev Shabbos. Get excited. Shabbos is coming. Shabbos. I want to thank our generous Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos sponsors. Series is sponsored by our dear friends Mendel and Tzipora Fishman, Eschus, V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. This afternoon's class in particular, today's shiur is sponsored anonymously, Refuah Shleima, Tzvi Ben Devora, V'soch Shaar Chole Yisrael, Tzvi Ben Devora, should have a Refuah Shleima, Refuah Sanefesh, Refuah HaGuf. The siren is coming. It is time to get ready for the Heilige Shabbos. We continue B'yam D'Rechach Rav Itchemeyer Morgenstern, who has been preparing us for Erev Shabbos, giving us the mindfulness, the intention, the thoughtfulness that we're meant to have. Friday is not just Friday, it's not like every other day of the week. And we're not winding down the week in order to disconnect and turn off. We're turning on, we're getting excited, we're getting energized, we're getting electrified. All that hard work, all that perseverance, all those hours, all that toil, all that sweat, all those tears are for Shabbos. So Shabbos is not the time to pass out. Shabbos is not the time to collapse. Shabbos is the time to come alive, to have conversations, to sing, to learn, to play, to read, to daven. Shabbos is what we live for. Shabbos is a taste of that world to come. We left off last time. Rav Itchemeyer was reminding us that Friday can be a day filled with tension, with conflict, with anxiety, with a to-do list. Often we come up short and often we beat ourselves up. Friday, we can become despondent or broken, but then we are being defeated. Shabbos, we have to come into Shabbos with a smile and with joy and with happiness. We have to permeate the atmosphere, permeate our homes, permeate our family, no matter what's going on. So you know when we failed? We failed when we lose our smile. But even if we didn't get through our whole list, and even if things didn't go exactly the way we wanted, and even if we didn't get everything done that we wanted, as long as we can come up with a smile, we've been matzliach, then in fact we have succeeded. So it brings us up to a section where he talks about Kabbalas Shabbos, Perek Dalad, B'yam D'Rechecha, Yom Shishi, Friday. We talked about the mindfulness of cutting nails, the mindfulness of showering, getting dressed, all the components and aspects, the mindfulness of the mincha of Erev Shabbos. A mincha many discard, dismiss, throw away. That mincha is the holiest davening of the whole week, he said. So that brings us to Kabbalas Shabbos. Shtei Madregos, Ata B'knisa Shabbos. So now, at the entrance, at the beginning of Shabbos, we finish mincha. We're in shul. We finish mincha, and we begin to sing Yedid Nefesh. Many shuls have the custom, the minhag, to sing Yedid Nefesh. Some don't. No judgment either way. But Yedid Nefesh, Rav Elazar Azkari, the great Kabbalist, Tzfat, 16th century, such a beautiful composer, wrote the Sefer HaCharedim, and he wrote this beautiful piyut that we sing Yedid Nefesh Friday night. Shalashuddha, some sing it at every meal. Yedid Nefesh, those words themselves, they mean so much to me. Yedid Nefesh, the friend. A Yedid is a friend. A Yedid is a confidant. A Yedid is a mate. The Yedid of my Nefesh, Yedid Nefesh. We begin to sing a love song to Hashem, a love poem to the Almighty, to God. And we describe God as the Yedid Nefesh. All week long, you know who our friend is? All week long, our friend is the stock market, our friend is the bank account, our friend is our car, our house, our friend is making more money, our friend is social media, our friend is technology, the news. All week long, our friend are the things that feed our guf, they feed our body, and we need it. We need material health, material success, material well-being. But comes Shabbos, and we turn not to the yedid of our guf, we turn not to the dear friend, the confidant, the mate of our body, we turn to the yedid nefesh. Shabbos is defined, it's characterized. The central part of Shabbos is singing. Friday night we begin, we transition from the hustle and the bustle and the chaos of the week to the serenity and tranquility of Shabbos. And what song gets us there? Yedid Nefesh, Av HaRachaman. Who is the Yedid Nefesh? Who is the best friend of my soul? Av HaRachaman. It is my kind and compassionate Father. Hashem, you're my best friend. You are my soul's best friend. Maybe my body doesn't see you as a best friend, because my body craves all kinds of temptation, desire that you, Hashem, say no to. So for my body, it perceives, of course, you're my body's best friend too, but my body sometimes misperceives you're not my friend, you're the enemy. You're putting boundaries, restrictions, gedorim, you're not letting me have unfettered access to all the joys and pleasures I want. For my body, this week's parasha, you have to keep kosher. For my body, I have to keep Shabbos. I want to go to the beach on Shabbos. I want to eat whatever I want to eat, whatever I want. I want to pursue whatever pleasure I want. My goof doesn't feel that God is its best friend. Doesn't get that God is. It's wrong. But doesn't feel like Hashem is the body's best friend. But Hashem is the best friend of my soul. Yedid nefesh av haracham. This song is so beautiful. Every line, it's so penetrating. It's so meaningful. And that's what provides the transition. We go from running into shul, catching up to mincha, still putting on our ties, still tying our shoelaces. We're running into Shabbos, barely ready. And we sing Yedid Nefesh. And we take a few deep breaths. And we restore our neshama through neshima. We restore our soul through those deep breaths. And we breathe the breath of life. We come back into the very... Man was created. That's when we were created on Friday. And how were we created? God breathed life into us. That is how we were created. God animated us. He brought us to life by breathing Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chaim. So take some deep breaths. A shul halavai, a shul should look like on a Friday night when mincha is done and we're going to begin Yedid Nefesh, it should be a room of souls on fire. It should be a room of people taking deep breaths. Deep breaths, slowing down the heart rate, slowing down the pace of life, smoothly sliding into Shabbos. The soul is restored, the soul is nourished, the soul is revived, the soul is on fire. And this living soul remembers who its best friend is. All week long it doesn't have contact with its friend. All week long we're working, all week long we're fighting, all week long we're struggling, we're surviving. But come Friday night, I take those deep breaths on the day that celebrates the anniversary of the creation of man, Friday. And we recreate ourselves through those deep breaths. Neshama, our soul, neshima, through our breaths. Kol ha-neshama ta'alaka, kol ha-nishima ta'alaka. We praise Hashem through our deep breaths. And then I start Yedid Nefesh. And now that I've restored my soul through the deep breaths, and now that I've left behind the week and I've disconnected from technology and I let go of the disappointments and I am let go of the to-do list and I've entered Shabbos, a place that is a window into the world to come, a place of completeness and wholeness. And now my soul is back. I'm beginning to feel, I'm beginning to download my neshama yisera, my extra soul that we spent so many weeks offering 15 different interpretations of what it means. You could listen to all the old Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. You can find them on YouTube or RabbiEfraimGoldberg.com or YUTorah.org. And you can listen to all the previous different definitions of Neshama Yisera. So now I begin to download my Neshama Yisera. My soul is expanded. My soul is on fire. My soul is enriched. My soul is elevated. And now I could sing Yedid Nefesh. Because once my soul is back, my soul longs companionship. It longs company. It longs to be together with the soul's best friend. And who is the best friend of the soul? Yedid Nefesh av harachaman. So we sing Yedid Nefesh, and Yedid Nefesh accompanies us. It transitions us from the hustle, bustle, the chaos of the week to the serenity, the peace of the Halig Shabbos. Never sing Yedid Nefesh the same way again. Yedid Nefesh, the mate, the best friend, the confidant of my soul, is av harachaman. Is my compassionate Father in heaven. And now that my soul is back and my soul is on fire, my soul just wants to be connected with Hashem, even before I begin Kabbalah Shabbos. So Rav Itcher Meir, who doesn't mention any of that, I'm adding that, but back to Rav Itcher Meir, he says, V'hine bezromimus hazo shel ha-yehudim, lahakir es boram yeshtei chalakim. So when a Jew on a Friday night marks the anniversary of being created every single week on Friday and restores that soul to its full glory, and has that mindfulness that we are a soul that has a body. We're not a body that has a soul. We have a soul that has a best friend. His name is the Avarachaman. His name is the Eivishter. His name is our Father in heaven. We recognize our Creator in two different ways. Hachelek ha'echad ushe nishmos Yisrael misromamos v'nasa lahem b'mocham v'libam b'hiros yoser gedulam b'metzias Hashem Yisbarach. The Jewish soul is on fire. This week's parasha, two parashas, Rei Banim Atem, we are children of Hashem. We have His DNA, we have His genetics, we are His children. And as His children, we have a special opportunity to be exalted and to be elevated and to be connected in our heart, in our soul, in our head. Ve'im zoch l'madrega yoser gavoa, we can arrive at a higher level, atzlich, l'havin l'hargesh es gedulaso, ve'lakuso yizbarach mitzad mahuso. We can succeed in understanding we can succeed in palpably, tangibly feeling the greatness of Hashem mitzad mahuso. We are in His presence. On Wednesday mornings, Living with Amuna, we're learning about bittul, the idea that we are so aware of His greatness that we don't exist in His presence. We are absorbed and integrated into Him. You know, a person is in the presence, lahavdil, of someone great, accomplished, powerful. You don't think about yourself. You're nothing in those moments. You don't even notice you have to go to the bathroom. You don't even notice you're cold, you're tired, you're hungry. You don't notice your sense of self. You're in the presence of something great. And that's bittul. We talk about that on Wednesday mornings, Living with Emunah. But it's the same concept here, that the Jewish soul that is banim atem l'Hashem, b'ni b'chori Yisrael, the Jewish soul that is God's firstborn, that we have God's most intense DNA, that we are His greatest representatives and ambassadors here on earth, we are therefore capable of most intensely feeling His greatness, His presence. We'll pick up with this next week. Rav Chaim goes on to talk about, on the one hand, we are distinctly have Jewish souls, and on the other hand, we are part of humanity, of civilization, society as a whole, and we feel and connect to Hashem on both those levels, and that's represented in the themes of Kabbalah Shabbos. We're trying to feel and restore and reconnect with Him at the end of that week. Yidid nefesh av harachaman. Never sing it the same way again. My heiliger friends, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. Let's get ready to have the greatest, the happiest Shabbos of our lives. Ay, 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 Shabbos. Thank you again to our sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode, a future shiur, brsonline.org/sponsor, brsonline.org/sponsor. Before Shlomo Kitzvi ben Devora, the social police, Shabbos Hanan in Parkland. Let me see you all the way from Parkland. I hope you still have the moves. Have a holy Shabbos, everybody. A happy, a healthy, a holy Shabbos. Enjoy the weekend with your Yidid Nefesh. Enjoy a special 24 hours with the Avarachaman. Till next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy.